Speaking of the Maple Leafs, the five-pack is brought to you by Cool Beer Brewery. This week, we are going to debate the top five X-Factors for the Maple Leafs going into the playoffs, not named Freddie Anderson. So I'm sure we're going to have similar names on our list.
Yeah.
But it's where they rank, why they rank where they do. You guys ready?
Yep.
He keeps asking me to give him a high five.
All right, classic. High five.
Five beers. Yeah, they were all out of six packs. Weird, huh?
Friday, five pack. Top five, top five.
All right, who wants the tea here?
You want me to go? You go. Go, are you ready? Or
no, you go ahead, Noodles. You got them all ready to go.
Got them ready. Okay, so Austin Matthews, number one.
You got Matthews, number one?
I hope that that's everyone's on the list. But
I don't know. We'll see.
Marner's father over there is going to have him.
Andreas Janssen guy.
Okay, number two, I'd say Mitch Marner because of the power play. So I went Matthews, Marner. Number three, I may go slightly off the board. Patrick Marleau.
Patrick Marleau at three. Why is that?
Deep playoff experience, been in a lot of different pressure situations. Doesn't speak a lot in the room, but there was a time this year where the team struggled, and he had something to say, and the guys had something and listened and came out. I think his experience is going to bleed through when they need it, and that's where I think, you know, outside of the goalie, you're going to need grizzled veterans to kind of...
This is why they paid him that money,
but that's
too,
what I'm
right?
saying. Like, that's why I think I had him a little... Maybe a touch high on the list, but I don't want to devalue how important he is, especially in a playoff run.
Okay.
Kadri, because of the matchups. So, you're, if it's Boston, like, he's going to go up against Bergeron or Matthews, but it's there's going to be times on the road where you're not going to get that matchup, and you're going to need Kadri to step up. And then, I'm kind of having fun with it, but not having fun. If anything ever happened to Frederick Anderson, you're going to need your backup to be that good.
You have McElhinney in your top five.
I threw him on there.
All right, throw him in the five spot. Listen, not wrong if Anderson goes
down.
I'm
knocking on wood and all of that, but I'm just saying if certainly Morgan Rielly, Jake Gartley, you can go right down the list, but if you need your depth players to step up in critical situations...
No more important than that.
Exactly.
Yeah, no question. I mean, if Anderson gets banged up, it's the McElhinney show. They need him.
And the pressure will be on.
It'll be huge.
You want my five-pack?
Yeah, go ahead.
1, 2, Jake Gardner, Morgan Rielly.
Starting on the back end.
Yes, because they can score goals. They can play offense. Jake Gardner's my number one guy because I think he's a guy that can log a lot of minutes. And I don't think you can win a playoff series if he wants to go out. And everyone's been drooling over this guy. And I have been, too, with the offensive productivity and the playmaking and the passing. But if the blunders keep happening in your own zone against top players, you don't win a playoff series. So he is my number one guy.
He's got a pretty good playoff history, too. It's a limited amount.
He was fantastic, that playoff series against Boston.
Against Boston, that was a coming out party for him. Right. And I think last year he played pretty well.
Yeah, so Morgan Rielly's right behind him. He's a guy that can log a lot of minutes and dictate a lot what's going to happen out there. Third's Austin Matthews. Mitch Marner, who I do not think played very well in the playoff series against Washington.
No, he didn't.
I'll give you a hall pass. You're a rookie. Year two, let's see what you got. Mm-hmm. And Nazem Kadri's fifth. That's a pretty good list.
Yeah, that's not a bad list. That's an interesting list.
Kind of the same as mine.
It just comes down to the rankings of importance. Yeah. Like, I'm on the same boat as Noodles with the top two. I got Matthews 1, Marner 2. Like, that is the heart of this team.
Well, and those are the guys who...
Those are the guys that drive the team.
The score, yeah, the engine.
You know, like, that's... Those two have to play the role of Taves and Kane, Crosby and Malkin, Kopitar, Carter. Like the teams that have had success over the past 10 years, you need a two-pack of studs that can rise up and elevate their game in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And I fully expect it out of Matthews. I've seen it in junior out of Marner, but this isn't junior anymore.
Yeah, you got to translate it.
You got to translate the way you've been playing recently. And I do think if they're a two-line team, like to that extent, where they're like two powerhouse lines, with Matthews driving one and Marner driving the other, that's really difficult to match up. Really difficult to match up. I got Rielly 3 because I think he's their number one defenseman. I think he's going to have to play a ton of minutes.
Like, he looked fantastic against Nashville.
I thought he looked really good last night.
Moving really nicely.
Decor looked really good. Like, I thought Dermott played really well last night, too. And I'm curious to see where his minutes come in and whether they take any away from him.
They better not. He's ready to play. He's a good player every shift.
He is, but this is where, you know, you coach in the moment. In the first period, you're like, all right, skip him a shift. Second period, skip him two. Third period, skip him three. And then all of a sudden, you're in triple OT, and you're like, we got to 5 minutes for this guy because Riley's going to play 45 minutes tonight. You know, I'm with you. I would play him. Like, I would get him out there. He's not going to play to the same extent as Riley or Gardner or Hainsey, but I got Gardner 4. I got Zaitsev 5. Like, really? I think Zaitsev is legitimately their third defenseman. Hainsey's played more. Hainsey's been better.
Mm-hmm.
Hainsey has cup pedigree. He just won a cup last year. But what have we talked about as the weakness of this team all year? It's their defense core.
Yep.
Like, compared to the forwards and the way Freddie Anderson has played, their special teams have been outstanding. The weak link, and I don't think it's as weak as maybe some people suggest it is. I don't think it's like the worst defense core in the league or anything like that. It's probably somewhere around the middle of the pack. But you're going to play one of Boston or Tampa in the first round and likely one of Boston or Tampa in the second round. That's a lot of firepower coming at you. A lot of firepower.
And they typically, like, they don't defend that well.
No, and they have to. Like, last night, they played well. They played really well.
Yeah.
You know, but in Tampa in the third, they were running around like chickens with their heads cut off.
So when you're going through tape, the Boston Bruins or Tampa Bay Lightning, what do you think the one thing they're going to say? What do you think hockey players talk about in the locker room?
Well, punish the defense.
Get it in there. Let's abuse the D because it's a joke.
But these guys can skate. Like, outside of Pollock,
they can skate. They can get the job done, but it's going to be a lot of stress to do it for a 7-game series against a quality team.
Yeah.
So what did you say at the top of the list to do not include?
Freddie Anderson.
And people writing in first on the list.
Where's Freddie Anderson?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the point of this because
we're
all
dumb, but
Freddie.
We're not stupid.
But
like we said we're not.
I thought you laid that out there.
I thought I expressed that clearly, but I guess not. We all have Freddie Anderson.
Yes.
But for the most part, we've got similar lists. Yeah. We've just got different orders. I didn't have Kadri. He'd be right there. I think Ron Hainsey does have to factor in significantly. Like, he moved himself up the lineup in terms of minutes in Pittsburgh a year ago.
Yeah.
And
that was because of injury, but he ended up playing well. But here, it's not because of injury. It's because he's in the top four.
He's important. He's on the top pairing.
And he's on the penalty kill. The most minutes in the league on the penalty kill this season, Ron Hainsey.
And by a substantial margin.
By a minute.
That's some of the goofiest things I've ever seen is being at the game or watching it. And Ron Hainsey in Zaitsev killing a whole penalty.
Well, yeah. Pollock is getting more minutes now because of Zaitsev's injuries and his illness, and he played a lot of minutes last night. At one point, I think he was leading the team in minutes played, like through two periods. And that's another example. Not that I...
You want to see that...
It's not up for debate, but Pollock's playing. Carrick's not playing.
You're right. And I don't think that's up for debate with the coaching staff. Maybe up for debate with the media and the fan base... Not up for debate with the people that make the decisions.
No.
Like, Polak's their guy, and he's slotted at six. They believe you need, and I don't disagree. You need to be tough to play against, especially in a grueling series. And he could be a guy who can wear somebody down. The only problem is you have to be good in your own zone. Like, he doesn't have to start... advancing pucks like Gardner and Riley and stretching people out. But what he needs to do is not make mistakes in his own zone.
And also don't take dumb penalties.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, that can't happen because Tampa's power play will crush you.
Yeah, as good as the Leafs' power play is, some of these other teams' power plays are strong,
like,
too.
If you give space to Marchand and Pasternak and Torrey Krug, like, they're going to light you up. So Pollock's got to play within his parameters. I mean, we know what that is. It's a third pairing defenseman who can play tough and get mean and just don't go over the line to the point where you start costing your team. But they got, I mean, the truth is, you look over this, they got a lot of guys. Like, none of us had Nylander on the list.
No.
And Nylander played well last year in the playoffs.
He did.
Komarov could be considered an X factor if he's healthy and playing. He's going to play a lot of minutes.
We could talk about every player on this roster and how important a guy like Connor Brown can have a playoff. Let's not forget what happens in the playoffs. There's always one guy who's separate, like the Chris Kontos, the John Druce, guy who scores 12 goals, and he had six during the regular season. Well, like,
Kapanen was kind of that last year. He came up late. He scored that goal in double OT in game two. He scored again later in the series, a big goal.
But yeah, it that's there's always one Cinderella story, but I'm just looking at level importance, and I should have thrown some D in there because you guys make great points. These guys can't get the puck unless the guys do the job on the back end and defend.
Yep.
But that's where we had thrown it out there. Frederik Andersen is the number one reason why, so he's done it all year. But it's level of importance as far as finding the back of the net. You got to outscore sometimes. There will be some 6-5 games.
I hope so. Well, if they play Tampa, like, did you see that last night? Tampa was 7-6. Home free, and it ends up 7-6 against the Islanders.
That's the Islanders, so.
I know, but they've given up a lot. Like, this is the thing about Tampa. They keep winning, but it's ugly. Like, it has been ugly for them recently. I can't imagine John Cooper feels great about the way his team is playing right now.
No, they got McDonough, and I thought, okay, they're solid. They've solidified that. It's going to be just 4-1 spankings every night, and they're
running around a lot.
They're like Toronto. They're a lot like Toronto. Yeah. They could score like machines, but they don't defend that well either.
Well, they're all right, though. They're like I say, Toronto does not have Victor Hedman.
No, that's the one outlier.
The one outlier is that's the scary part is they're just going to, like, Cooper's just going to go out there for 30 minutes.
He's going to play a ton in the playoffs.
And McDonough will play a lot, too.
He's got to find himself, though. Like, he's had a lot of injury problems this year. He's coming off an ugly scene in New York. But he had, like, when they went to the Cup Final in 2012 or whatever, he was great.
Yeah, but that is.
Like, he's done it before.
It's a while back.
Yeah, oh, yeah,
that's
absolutely.
He's got to play better. You're right.
Yep. Anyway, Gord Ash will join us. Don't forget, the five-pack was brought to you by Cool Beer Brewery, home to Canada's first hemp-based amber lager, buzz.brewed naturally with hemp and organic malted barley. Visit coolbeer.com. Coolbeer.com. They sent us a bunch of cases a few weeks ago. I was all over.
Enjoy a cool beer.
How were they, Mulls? Good?
Mullen got his hands on those.
Well, Hunt, I think Hunt went to work.
He had a couple
too,
I believe, yeah. Coolbeer.com is the website, courtesy of our friends at Cool Beer Brewery.